Christian Parenting.
Aloha, friends, and welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom, Raising Amazing, and the newly released Becoming Homeschoolers. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Hey friends, welcome back to the Monica Swanson Podcast, and I'm so happy to get to hang out with you. I'm especially happy because as I record this little intro, I'm looking at a calendar and realizing that this episode is going to air on my birthday. So happy birthday to me. Thank you for being here to help me celebrate. And honestly, this episode feels a bit like a celebration episode because it's a little bit different. It's something I've done one time before, and this is an assortment of clips. These are parenting gold nuggets. I am grabbing some favorite clips from my character training course, which if you have been around for a while, you probably know. I open the doors to that course 3 times a year, a week in the spring, in the summer, and then in the fall. And as this comes out, the course will be open. So don't hesitate. Get over there. In show notes, I will have a link to the course page. And show notes today will be found at monicaswanson.com/character-clips. But I want you to know that whether or not you get into that course or are already in the course, today's episode should offer you some encouragement, some inspiration, some practical ideas. These are short and sweet, but I really want you to be able to take what you hear today and apply it to your family right away this week. So I love doing this, and I hope you enjoy it as well. Now, if you're newer to the podcast or for whatever reason you have not checked out what is in the character training course yet, I'm going to trust that you will use that link in show notes to do so. So I'm not going to carry on too much about it here, but I do want you to know that what you're going to hear today, these are all bonus clips. The bulk of the course is bite-sized video teaching that comes with downloads and printables talking about everything from a foundation of faith, motivating kids to want to embrace good character, influences, role models, decision-making, consequences and discipline, friendships. There's just so much meaty stuff, but again, all in bite-sized pieces and all with helpful lists of resources, things like character-inspiring movies and books and Bible stories. There's scripture-based prayers. There are so many beautiful little pieces that you can go through at your own pace and use it as you need it for the different ages and stages of your kids. And I want you to at least go over and have a look at what's in it. And the cool thing is, once you're in the course, you have lifetime access to everything there and everything I add in the future. And many of these clips you're going to hear today are things I added over time because I love to get feedback from you. I love to hear what is going on, what are the biggest struggles or challenges, what's going on in our culture today, and how can I best support parents? So I'm constantly going in, upgrading, refreshing, and adding to the course. So get in there now, and then you'll have lifetime access to everything I add over time. Now, if you happen to be catching this when the doors are closed, maybe you're catching this later, just be sure to leave your name and email address on the wait list because the doors will open again in the new year, and I promise it's worth the wait. Also, when you leave your name and email address over on the course page, you will immediately get a beautiful new freebie that I have created. It is a What to Expect in Every Stage of Parenting download that is really packed full of resources and encouragement, fun facts, and developmental milestones, you name it, preschool through high school. So go over there, check it out. You'll get that right away. And more information, again, at monicaswanson.com/character-clips. And now let's dive into those clips. And we're going to start off with Dorenda Wilson, who is with us to talk about raising kids with a solid work ethic. I love this, and I think you will too.
Proverbs 22:29. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. So diligence and excellence in our work will provide opportunities that others won't have. And we have seen this happen with our kids. I mean, if you talk to any business owner these days, it is such a struggle to find someone, workers who know how to work hard, who are respectful, who come in on time, who show up. I mean, these are the simplest things that you wouldn't think would be a big deal, but it's such a big deal now that it's actually opening up doors for kids who just know how to work hard and don't know anything else. Because the employers are like, I can teach you what you need to know, but I can't teach you to be a hard worker. I can't teach you to show up on time, all the things that really are our responsibility as parents. And so I'm telling you, parents, you don't need to panic about your kids having a job or being able to make a living or provide for their families if they know how to work
hard.
You have, they don't have to go to college. They don't even have to be trained in a bunch of different things. I'm telling you, just the character alone will give 100%. Them amazing opportunities.
Isn't that good stuff? And there's much more, more scripture, more encouragement from Dorinda. And we just added that to the course about a year ago. So perhaps you got into the course a couple years ago and you haven't checked back in a while. Well, you might want to get in there and listen to what Dorinda shares and a download I created to go with that. Next, I'm going to share a couple of clips from David Thomas of Raising Boys and Girls. David has written many books. He counsels children, and he is talking with us about anxiety and coping. This was another interview that I added later in response to things going on in our world, and I think it's so good.
Navigating discomfort is the price of admission in life. You know, like every one of us is going to come up against discomfort all throughout our lives in so many different moments. We're going to have a toddler version of that, an elementary school version of that, a middle school version of that. We're going to have a lot of middle school and high school versions of it. And then we're going to experience it in adulthood. You don't stop navigating discomfort just because you pass your 21st birthday. It's a price of admission. And so helping our kids know how to navigate discomfort is really what coping is all about.
And then David goes on to offer some coping strategies and tools that we can use as parents. But here's another part of the clip from David Thomas.
But I think more than ever, we're seeing kids move toward, race toward these big declarations. You know, I rarely in my office anymore hear kids even just say, I feel sad. They'll go straight to, I feel depressed. And some kids are feeling depression. Some kids aren't. They're just feeling more of an intense sadness.
Everything's big now. Extreme.
Everything is. It's these huge words, these big declarations to describe their experience. I think often because they don't have an accurate emotional vocabulary. So that's why that naming is so key. And then the coping piece is so foundational too, because it's not enough to just be able to name what I feel. I've got to know what to do with it.
I just loved everything that David shared in that interview. But let's move on. And we're going to hear next from Wendy Speak. Wendy is a good friend of mine and an incredible author. And she actually has two different interviews in the course. One is in the early years module, talking about character training in the early years. The other is a section I added on anger in parenting, because I know that when it comes to kids and behavior and character, sometimes we struggle with our own emotions, right? Well, here's a few words from Wendy on that topic.
And this may be my favorite quote from the whole book. Is figure out what you mean to say before you say something mean. And maybe you're not saying something mean. Maybe it's just kind of quick hands, grabbing little wrists and walking them to their room, or nasty looking face, or that exhausted sigh that lacks patience and forgets that the job is to continue training them. And, you know, you talk about training in this program, that has got to be a key component. Well, it's even in the title. This is character training. There's a verb that so many of us are familiar with. It says, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. But so many of us, we skip the training and we go to discipline. And I do believe there's a time and a purpose for discipline, but it comes after the training.
I love that so much. And then here's a few more words from Wendy as we talked about kids' jobs and our jobs as parents. this, that's their job, right?
And that's their job. It's their job at 2 to be 2. It's our job at 42 to be 42. And not respond like a 2-year-old. And it seems so silly and we can laugh at it, but you know, it's their job to push us and it's our job to be soft but immovable in some areas and say, oh, I see, you're pushing that boundary. Let me show you why it's here. Let me show you that it is here consistently and it's for your good.
Okay, find more good stuff from Wendy in the character training course. And next, I'm going to jump into a clip from Jonathan Pitts. And I loved including Jonathan in the character training course because he is a hashtag girl dad. So he represents the things I am not, a dad and a parent to girls. But you may or may not know Jonathan's story. His wife, Winter Pitts, passed away pretty unexpectedly and suddenly and left him with his 4 daughters to raise. He's an amazing dad. He's a pastor. He's just a great guy. And I love what he has to say to the dad. So whether the husbands listen to everything in the character training course or not, this is one of the interviews I'll encourage you to bring dad in for.
And you don't even know when you're going to need it. So for me, you know, my wife died really, really suddenly. And the thing I was most grateful for in that moment is I didn't have to start getting to know my daughters then, but I already knew them, which was massively important. And you have no idea as a parent what you're going to walk through with them. And so just being there, being present grows communication, grows relationship, and you won't regret it later on. Because I don't know what's coming, but there's something coming that they're going to need you for.
Wow, what a powerful word. Okay, and then a few more words I wanted to include here, again, from Jonathan for the dads of daughters.
I believe specifically with girls that they have this desire to engage with their dads and they're testing to see if you're going to love them and stick through it. You know, I have so many experiences with my girls where they tend to pull away and in pulling away, they're really trying to see if you're going to fight for them. And so I would say just continue to fight for them. And fight for them doesn't mean fight with them. Fight for them doesn't mean be aggressive. Fight for them means continue to lay down your life for your daughter. And one of the things I've realized is as I've raised my girls, the older they've gotten, specifically with my oldest right now, is that me loving her looks more like how I loved her mom than it looks like what I thought, which is just discipline and harsh, you know, not harshness, but like just like rigid. It's really like me loving her sacrificially and being patient with her. Like she has all the emotions that her mom had. She's actually just like her mom. But I find myself realizing, oh, wow, loving them well looks more like Christ loving the church than anything else, which shouldn't surprise me, obviously.
Sure.
But it means being patient. It means pursuing them, even when they're not pursuing you. It means fighting for them, even when you're not even when they're not fighting for you. It means looking like Christ to your girl.
Wow, that's some good stuff for the dads of daughters. And since we recorded for the character training course, Jonathan Pitts has gotten married and had a beautiful little baby boy. So I'll have links to where you can track him down and see photos. So cute. All right, next I'm going to share a clip from Kristen Welch, who has inspired me in the area of raising grateful kids in an entitled world. And here are a few words from Kristen.
The fifth way that we can raise grateful kids is to see the benefit of delayed gratification. I think hear it's delayed gratification very much in these days. And I think that's because we have this instant drive-through filtered, fast-paced world where we're just constantly, we get what we want when we want it. I mean, think of Amazon, right? Like that wasn't even a thing 10 years ago where you could order and it was at your house sometimes the same day. It's crazy.
So crazy.
And it's so convenient and we love it. But at the same time, there is something just magical that happens when we want something, we work hard for it, we wait for it.
Oh yeah.
And when it arrives, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. And whatever that looks like in your family, I think it's so important because it's like this incredible opportunity for growth.
I love that so much. That has definitely inspired me and given me some things to work on in my family. Okay, next, I have Carrie Kompakis with her beautiful Southern accent talking about friendships. Carrie also is a girl mom. She has 4 daughters, and we've kind of lived parallel lives. She has the Girl Mom podcast. I just love Carrie. And she's in the course talking about girl friendships, which I think is such an important topic. Here's just a few words from Carrie.
you know, the good thing is I think that these ups and downs in life, that they really have the opportunity to strengthen our faith. And that's one thing with my daughters is just, you know, try to just every, you know, I'm going to hurt your feelings. We're all imperfect human beings. You know, people are going to hurt you. They're going to disappoint you. You're going to be left out. You know, you just have to expect that in life. And, you know, that can really strengthen your faith because God is constant. He's the same today as he was yesterday and the day before, or he will be tomorrow. And just really, you know, drive home that faith element and just, you know, reinforce the point that you can't control what other people do or say to you, but you can control your actions and your behaviors, and you can't go wrong doing what's right.
I love that. And Carrie has a lot more to say about friendships, especially between girls, but I think much of it is relevant for boys as well. Okay, and then the final clip I get to share is from my son, Jonah, who was the original character training student. Well before I thought about a course, I was doing some character training with Jonah, and I love what he shares here. He was about to leave for college when he did this first interview, but then he did another video interview that we added just this last summer to the course because he had graduated from college and had even more to reflect on about character. But here's a short clip from his initial interview.
Yeah, I think that one sort of initiation that my mom did of just getting me set up with, you know, reading good books, reading the Bible, getting oriented on a good schedule, I think that helped me desire and just a personal love for character and for seeking different areas of where I can grow. And I think that led to me memorizing scripture more. I've talked about this in earlier episodes on my mom's podcast. And this really just, it was no longer something where my mom had to remind me, oh, make sure you read this, make sure you listen to this. It was like a natural outgrowth of my own love for personal growth. And eventually I was looking at all kinds of, you know, books and articles and podcasts, and really it just went on from there for high school. And man, it's shaped me so deeply.
Of course, that makes his mama's heart so happy to hear. And I can't resist sharing one more clip. I think I've shared this before, but this is some of Jonah's reflection on his character training experience once he looks back on it.
Yeah, as soon as I actually opened my eyes to what my mom was giving me, my parents were giving me, I realized, like, wow, this is like a rope being passed to me, and I'm in a raging river. Like, this is like the route out of this situation, you know? So it was definitely a great thing that I wanted to treasure. And when I opened my eyes to it, I was like, wow, this is such a blessing.
Now, of course, I offer a disclaimer there that not every kid will have that response immediately when you walk them through character training. But I do believe that as they grow up, our kids will thank us for investing in their faith and in their character. So I hope you can go over to show notes at monicaswanson.com/character-clips. Check out all the links there to the different people you heard from today, as well as to the other episode I did with different character training course clips. And I hope you can be a part of the character training course this year. Now, before I let you go, I want to make sure that if you are a homeschool family or thinking about becoming homeschoolers, I want to make sure you know about our very favorite math and science curriculum. It is called Dive Into Math. You can find out more about it at diveintomath.com. And my boys have all used this curriculum for math and science. And if you don't know, my two oldest sons have now graduated from college, one with an engineering major, the other in data analytics, and they both give Dr. Shorman of Dive Into Math a lot of credit for preparing them well for their college education and ultimately for their jobs. And Dr. Shorman does a great job of teaching everything from a biblical worldview. He really makes his lessons short and sweet, but he gives you everything you need, so kids love it. And I have loved hearing from so many families who have just started using Dive Into Math this year, and they are loving it. So be sure to go over to diveintomath.com, check it out, and let me know if you give it a try. Can't wait to hear how you like it. Now, friends, the rest of this fall, we have a great lineup. We are going to continue in our series here talking about the most frequently asked parenting questions, hot topics. Next week, we're talking about siblings. And I know that's something so many of you have requested. We're going to talk about sibling conflict. I have a friend with me, and it is a fun mom chat. So come back next week. We're going to finish off these parenting topics over the next few weeks, and then we're moving into the holidays. We're going to talk about preparing for the best holiday season ever. So can't wait to go into these next few months with you. I appreciate you being here. Thanks for helping me celebrate my birthday. How much fun. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.